Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you into this space today. We're going to take the next 30 minutes to slow down, to be still, to meditate upon the Word of God, and to draw near to God's Spirit. If you want to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can go to cultivateconnection.com. There you can subscribe to receive our weekly email that goes out, including our podcast and just different resources that we like to recommend. We are so grateful and thankful for those who have partnered with us at Cultivate Connection. Your patronage has made a way for this podcast to be free to people all around the world. So grateful for all of the testimonies that come in, how God is touching people's lives through a simple podcast. If you'd like to tell us how God is touching your life through this podcast, you can send us an email at hello@cultivateconnection.com. And if you'd like to partner with Cultivate Connection financially, you can go to cultivateconnection.com and go to the Partners tab. We are going to continue in our series. We've been taking time these last 9 weeks to reflect on this idea that God is our greatest treasure, that there's nothing in the world greater than God Himself. And my hope and my prayers through this series, you will discover a little bit more of the beauty and greatness of the treasure that God is. To get started, we'll just begin by focusing on our breath so you can settle in wherever you need to be here today. A place where you will hopefully be undistracted and you just have a little bit of room and space to allow God to speak to your heart. We like to start by physically preparing ourselves, and that can be done through just some simple breath work. By simply focusing on the breath, noticing the inhale and the exhale. Noticing how deep or shallow your breath is as you begin to observe. Paying attention to where you feel movement in the body on every inhale and on every exhale. And I invite you to allow that breath to begin to slow just a little bit. Perhaps even expand out, taking a little bit more full of a breath here. Noticing the rise and the fall of the chest, the expanding of the ribs and the back body. As you invite that breath into the lower spaces, the deeper places in the lungs. Feeling that diaphragm engage to make room and to make space. Feeling the temperature as the breath rushes in. And noticing any change as it releases out. Just being present with this cycle of inhale and exhale. And as you continue to come present into this space through engaging with the breath, I'm going to open us in prayer today. God, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence, to draw near to you. Thank you for each one listening today, that you are present with them. You know them. You are aware of their current circumstances and situations. And Lord, you want to meet them in this place today. I pray for each one, God, to have hearts that are open to receive from you. To have minds ready to engage with the thoughts, your thoughts, God. And to have bodies willing to follow you wherever you're calling us to follow. I give you this space today, Jesus, and I ask that you would have your way. That you would breathe upon your word. That you would ignite it in our hearts and that you would cause us to come to know you more as we meditate upon your word, God. We need you, Jesus. Pray that you have the freedom to move in our hearts and in our lives the way you desire to today. So taking just a few nice deep breaths here. Coming just as you are into this space. Today we're going to be continue reading through Ephesians 1. Today we'll be reading verses 15, 16, and 17. It's a prayer from Paul. As I read it the first time, I'll give you space after just to sit with it, meditate upon it, think it over. So notice this first reading through. If anything just kind of catches your attention, just begin to make a note of that. Because of this, since I first heard about your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your tender love towards all his devoted ones, my heart is always full and overflowing with thanks to God for you as I constantly remember you in my prayers. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. reading those same three verses. How is it that God's drawing you to engage with these words? Because of this, since I first heard about your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your tender love toward all his devoted ones, my heart is always full and overflowing with thanks to God for you as I constantly remember you in my prayers. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. Just taking our time to linger upon these words. I'm going to read it a third time today. What is ringing true for you? What's bubbling up inside? What is something you want to walk away with and just shout from the rooftops? What truth is God imparting to you today? Because of this, since I first heard about your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your tender love towards all his devoted ones, my heart is always full and overflowing with thanks to God for you as I constantly remember you in my prayers. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I'm just really allowing ourselves to sit with this scripture. I'm going to read it a fourth time. Because of this, since I first heard about your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your tender love towards all his devoted ones, my heart is always full and overflowing with thanks to God for you as I constantly remember you in my prayers. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. Where is God revealing to you, awakening in you, a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation to know Jesus intimately? If God is our greatest treasure, then coming to know him becomes our greatest riches in life. What does it look like for you today to receive this spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus? How is he inviting you into a deeper place of intimacy with him? What does intimacy look like? Where would you say you're at? Does the idea of Jesus and intimacy go together for you? We ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what it looks like to walk in a deeper space of intimacy with Jesus. Will you ask the Lord how he wants to reveal to you who Jesus is? Who is it that Jesus wants to be for you in this season? God can speak to us through all different kinds of circumstances and situations. How is he speaking to you right now or in this current season, over the last week, perhaps month even? How has he been trying to get your attention? What does he want you to see? Will you ask God? Will you say yes to God? Will you ask him for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, of knowing Jesus, of going into a deeper space of intimacy? Will you form a prayer on your heart out of the scripture we heard today? I'm going to read verse 17 again. And what is the prayer that you would form for yourself from these words? I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. What is your own personal prayer you want to form today? What are you asking him for in this? What is the cry of your heart? Can you find that connection with Jesus today? And where is he inviting you to continue to connect with him? If you simply just take the time to ask Jesus, how do you want to meet with me this week? Where can we find that place of deeper intimacy together? So I want to bless you this week. I want to bless you to find that place where you're receiving the wisdom and the revelation to know Jesus, to walk in deeper intimacy with him. I pray that the reality of Paul's prayer would be a reality for you, that you would receive this impartation of the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through a deepening intimacy with him. May the beauty of that prayer become reality in your life as you walk hand in hand with Jesus this week. You find him in your mornings, in your afternoons, and in your evenings. May you find him as you do the tasks throughout the day, and may you find space of quiet as well. May you find him in your breath, in your ponderings, in your family, in everyday life. I bless you to receive the wisdom, the revelation, that spirit that reveals Jesus Christ himself. Amen.